Yeah, I hope maganda po ang naging week ng bawat isa. Marami sa atin excited na para sa long Eid holiday break. Tama po ba? Sa wakas, makakapahinga na tayo, makakatulog ng mahaba. Marami sa atin ay ito na yung pinakahihintay natin. Rest or pahinga. Gusto natin magkaroon ng break from busy work schedules natin, pahinga sa worries and yung mga alalahanin natin, even sa mga gawaing bahay. Gusto natin yung time na tahimik, relax. Minsan yan yung best gift na na-appreciate ng asawa ko. Yung tumahimik muna ako kahit sandali lang. Kasi ang dami ko po palaging kwento and napapagod siya sa kakapakinig sa kwento ko. Yun po yung reality natin. We want to escape yung troubles, challenges ng buhay. Gusto natin makaranas ng katahimikan sa ating sarili. Kahit panandalian lang, just to recharge, ika nga. Kayo, ano po yung way nyo to escape yung busy life, yung ingay sa paligid? How do we find yung kapahingahan na yan? Alam nyo ba na kahit makahanap tayo ng rest sa mga bagay sa mundo na ito, we know na ito ay temporary lang. Palaging merong deep longing ng tunay na rest. Tunay na peace or contentment. Ang Bible po is clear. Lahat tayo pinanganak na restless dahil sa ating kasalanan. And most of the time, we try to get yung peace na yon, yung rest, yung contentment na yon, based sa ating kakayanan, sa ating understanding. We try to find that inside ng ating sarili. Pero bakit parang ang hirap matagpuan? Parang alam mo yung ang lapit na, pero hindi mo makuha-kuha. Parang laging may kulang sa ating sarili. Yan po ang prayer ko tonight. For us na matagpuan natin yung tunay na kapayapaan, tunay na kapahingahan, contentment, na hindi nyo po makikita sa inyong sarili, na hindi nyo makikita saan man o kanino man sa mundo na to. Yan po yung makikita natin sa passage na binasa ni Joy kanina sa Psalm 131. Buksan nyo po yung Bible nyo sa Psalm 131. Ang Book of Psalms po ay book, hymn book or prayer book ng mga Jews, Christians ng maraming generations. Sabi ni Martin Luther, ang Book of Psalms daw ay mini Bible or ang summary ng Old Testament. Sabi ng isang reformer na si John Calvin, ang Book of Psalms ay guide natin to seek God and to advance ang ating understanding sa mga heavenly doctrines. Yan po yung Book of Psalms. Ang basic na tema ng Psalms ay paano mabuhay ang isang tunay na Kristiyano, real life, real world. Anong itsura ng tunay na Kristiyano? Ang Psalm 131 po ay tinatawag na part siya ng group ng Psalm of Ascent. Yung pong Psalm of Ascent ay from chapter 120 hanggang chapter 134. Ang mga Israelites na na-exile, sila po ay nag-gather from different places, mag-gather sila as one, and then magpi-pilgrim sila, mag-gather sila towards Jerusalem. And kinakanta po nila tong Psalm of Ascent. They pray tong psalm na to, they sing as they progress sa kanilang journey papuntang Jerusalem. Ito po ay napakaikling psalm. Tatlong verses lang po. Sabi ng isang famous preacher na si C.H. Spurgeon, ang Psalm 131 is one of the shortest psalm to read, but one of the longest to learn. Ito nga po ay napakasimpleng psalm. Madami sa inyo, during the Bible study this week, alam nyo na exactly anong message ng psalm na ito. Wala na akong bagong sasabihin sa inyo. Itong psalm na to is so simple na even yung mga anak natin, yung mga bata, pag binasa nila to, they know ano ang gustong sabihin ng author. Madaling maintindihan. Pero it will take a lifetime para matutunan ito to apply sa ating sarili. Ito po ay sinulat ni David. Hindi ito sinulat ng isang new believer. Ito ay sinulat ng isang tao na may malawak na karanasan sa buhay with the Lord. And David is sharing ito sa atin ngayon to encourage us to humble ourselves before God and to hope in Him. Yan po yung mensahe ng ating passage tonight. Ito po yung big idea natin. Pride brings restlessness, but humility before the Lord gives you rest and hope for your souls. Pride brings restlessness, but humility before the Lord gives you rest and hope for your souls. Binigyan tayo ni David ng tatlong paraan or three ways how to find true rest sa Panginoon. Number one, resist pride, verse 1. Second po, rest in God, verse 2. Pangatlo po, hope in God, verse 3. Tignan natin ang unang way to find true rest. Let's go to point number one. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo. Let's read verse 1. Sabi doon, O Lord, O Yahweh, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. It seems na parang si David is boasting ng kanyang humility dito. Parang isang tao na sinasabi, alam mo ba, napaka-humble ko. Meron na po ba kayo na-encounter na gano'n? Pag narinig nyo sa isang tao, magduda kayo kung talagang humble siya. David is not boasting dito. Look at verse 1 again. He started yung prayer niya, O Lord. Capital L, capital O-R-D. Ang isabihin po nun, Yahweh. O Yahweh. David is confessing na kanyang humility sa Panginoon. Ang kanyang Panginoon, His personal God. Ito ay prayer ng isang taong may close relationship sa Panginoon. David knows his God. David knows ang great work ng Panginoon na ginawa sa Israel. He knows na it is Yahweh na nag-deliver sa kanila from the slavery of Egypt. It is the Lord na nagbigay sa kanila ng victory sa lahat ng kanilang kaaway. It is the Lord who brought them out from the exile. David is reminded sa kanyang sarili na who God is, and he is confessing ng kanyang humility sa Panginoon. Ito ang tamang posture ng heart natin when we approach God. David is a man who trusted and experienced ang sovereignty and providence ng Panginoon. Sa lahat ng bagay, sa kanyang buhay, sa event ng kanyang buhay, even sa buhay ng Israel. David is addressing the Lord. Walang reason for David to be proud of sa harapan ng Panginoon. Ganyan po ba ang heart natin? Kayo po, kamusta yung prayer life nyo? Kamusta yung words nyo when you pray? Meron tinatawag na selfish prayer. Lahat ng panalangin ay towards me, towards me. Kaya ba nating manalangin with honesty sa harapan ng Panginoon? We need to have ng right view of God at right view sa ating sarili. We need to approach God with humility. And binigyan tayo ni David ng tatlong klaseng pride na we need to resist. Tignan ulit natin yung verse 1. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. Unang bagay na we need to resist. Sabi niya, my heart is not lifted up. Ito yung pride ng ating heart. Sabi ni Augustine, ang root ng lahat ng kasalanan is pride. Ang ibig sabihin po ng word na lifted up dito sa verse 1, ang lifted up po is to be proud. Ginagamit dito na ang ibig sabihin na high o mataas. great height, elevated. Yun po yun ang nuance ng word na yun. To be proud. Ang idea po is arrogant, pagmataas, proud heart. David started to address yung heart. Ang heart is yun yung inner being natin, yun yung whole being natin. When Bible talks about heart, it's the whole being, our inner being. And if merong pride sa heart natin, it will surely manifest sa kabuuan ng pagkatao natin. It's undeniable po kapag may pride sa heart natin. Sa ating pananalita, how we look at others, how we relate to people, how we relate with God, magiging obvious po ang ating pride. Yan ang ginagawa ng pride sa heart natin. It affects horizontally, vertically, even sa ating sarili. Tignan nyo sabi ng Bible about pride. Sa Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before I fall. Proverbs 8, verse 13, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Proverbs 16, verse 5, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. God hates prideful people. Ito ang mahadlang sa ating relationship sa ating Panginoon. Satan falls because of pride. Adam and Eve falls to sin because of pride. Pride sa ating heart is a very dangerous sin na we need to resist. We need to reject. It's just a matter of time at tayo ay mauhulog ng tuluyan sa kasalanan dahil sa pride if ito ay mananatili sa atin. Dahil po sa pride, hindi natin makita ang ating need for God. We want to be self-sufficient, we want to be self-reliant instead of depending sa ating Panginoon. Paano natin ginagawa ito sa araw-araw na buhay? Paano natin pinapakita ating self-reliance, self-sufficiency natin? Di ba pagising nyo sa umaga, you don't even give thanks to God for your life? It's a mercy from God na ikaw ay buhay pa at nakikita mo pa yung family mo. It's God's mercy. Alis na lang tayo ng bahay and start our day without praying for God to help us sa ating pang-araw-araw na gagawin. We trust yung sasakyan natin, yung bus, or yung taxi, yung Uber, metro, na dadalhin tayo ng ligtas sa ating destinasyon. We don't feel the need to pray for protection from God. We boast sa ating mga possessions and achievements, sa ating bank accounts, without acknowledging. Hindi natin na-acknowledge ang Panginoon. Dahil akala natin ito ay bunga ng ating hard work, bunga ng ating husay. We don't acknowledge God. Sa ating mga decision making, we don't even consult the Word of God. Gagawin natin what we feels right. We failed to acknowledge God in all our ways. Yan po ay pride. Ang sinasabi natin sa Diyos, I can live on my own, Panginoon. I don't need you for now. Tandaan mo to. You are breathing because God allows you to breathe. Don't be so confident sa iyong sarili. In Him, we live and move and have our being. Your whole life depends sa Panginoon. And all the things that you have, ang iyong possessions, ang iyong family, comes from the hand of God. How do you live your life? Do you live na parang you don't need God? Memorize niyo po itong James 4:6. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Tingnan natin na isa pong bagay na we need to resist. Another form of pride. Look at verse 1 again. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. My eyes are not raised too high. Ang word na raised too high, similar idea ng lifted up, elevated, high. Merong idea ng proud heart. Ito ay attitude na we look down sa ibang tao. We set our eyes high, then we look down sa ibang tao. Yun po yung itsura nun. We think na pinaniniwala natin ang sarili natin na we are better than others. Yan po ang attitude ng raise too high ang ating mga mata. And hindi lang po yan sa mga taong nasa position who look down to others. Even if you are not in the position, ginagawa mo to. You look down at others. Di ba araw-araw na encounter natin yan sa trabaho, sa opisina, regular na kwentuhan, sa bus. Minsan, iba ang tingin natin sa ibang lahi. Sa trabaho, inaano natin na mas magaling tayo sa iba. Kapag tayo na, pag mga Pilipino na yung mga nag-uusap-usap, di ba? We names yung mga ibang lahi. We call them by names. You look down at others. Even sa bahay, you look down sa iyong asawa, sa iyong anak, sa iyong magulang. You think na mas magaling ka, mas marami kang alam. You think na your voice needs to be heard more than others. You think na you deserve ng attention ng tao sa paligid mo. Our eyes are lifted up kapag ganyan tayo. And it's a form of pride. God hates yung attitude na yan. Ang pride sa heart ay makikita how we look at others, makikita sa ating mga mata how we treat other people. How is your relationship sa ibang tao? Sa opisina nyo, sa mga kaibigan mo, sa ibang tao, sa family mo, dito sa church. Ikaw ba'y nababalot ng pride or slave ka na ng pride? Unknowingly. Even yung hiya or yung fear of man, yan ay pride. Because you think highly of yourself. You try to find yung identity mo sa kung ano magiging tingin ng tao sa'yo. Nagiging restless ka at wala kang contentment dahil you always try to find ng acceptance, ng identity mo sa iyong status. You always compare ang sarili mo sa ibang tao and you rejoice kapag nakita mo na mas angat ka sa iba, na you are better than them. Napakadali sa'yo para mag-criticize. Napakadali sa'yo pumuna ng kapintasan ng iba. You don't easily trust people dahil you think na hindi sila trustworthy. You think highly of yourself. We boast sa ating kakayanan. We take so much pride sa ating sarili. Ang tawag po ng Bible dyan sa pride na yan is sin. You must resist sin. Repent from your sin and turn away sa pride. Pride goes before destruction. And haughty spirit before a fall. Ito po is just a matter of time. Kapag hindi niyo po ni-resist ang pride, it will lead you to destruction. Nakita natin na we need to resist ang pride sa ating heart and how we look at others. Ito pa ang isa na we need to resist. Balik tayo sa verse 1. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. Occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. Ang Hebrew word na occupy means to walk or how you live your life. Yung idea po is yung po, how you live your life, how you conduct yung sarili mo. Ang word na great and marvelous things ay kadalasan po ay ginagamit ito sa works ng Panginoon, great works ng Panginoon. Marami pong bagay na tayo ay walang control. That is true. We know that. There are things that are not in our control and hindi abot ng ating kakayanan, ng ating kaisipan. Ang sinasabi ni David dito is, maraming bagay sa buhay na to or sa mundo na to na we can't not understand. Ito ay beyond sa ating kaalaman, sa ating control. David is confessing ng kanyang limitations. Natutunan ni David how to live his life sa harapan ng Diyos. David understand ang Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord, our God. Maraming bagay ang hindi natin naiintindihan and most of the time, we demand answers. Tinatanong natin ng Diyos, Lord, bakit ganito ang buhay ko? Lord, bakit nangyayari ito sa akin, sa family ko? Lord, bakit hindi mo sinasagot ang mga prayers ko? Bakit ako pa, Lord? Why am I suffering sa illness na to? Bakit ako nawala ng mahal sa buhay? It's okay to lament. Ang Bible po, ina-encourage tayo to lament or to express ang ating sorrow sa Panginoon. It's okay to ask God. It's okay to cry out to God. But we should not demand na parang kailangan sumagot sa atin ng Panginoon. Na para tayong bata na magtatampo sa Panginoon. Maraming bagay ang nangyayari sa background ng buhay natin na hindi natin naintindihan at hindi natin alam. Sabi nga ni John Piper, there are 10,000 things na ginagawa ang Panginoon sa buhay mo. And ang alam mo lang is 3 things. David is confessing his humility and limitations. Na-distinguish ni David ang difference nila ng Panginoon. God is the creator and He is a creature. If great things and marvelous things that belong to the Lord ay nagkokos ng restlessness sa'yo, stop. Submit sa wisdom ng Panginoon. Tandaan niyo po ito. You are not God. You are not in control. Wala kang control sa anuman. We are called to obedience and to put our trust sa ating sovereign Lord. He is good. And His wisdom is infinite. Dapat makontento tayo kung saan tayo nilagay ng Panginoon. We become restless dahil sa ating pride. We think highly sa ating sarili. We want to be in control sa bawat pangyayari sa buhay natin. We deceive ourselves na inakala natin na we can control ang ating buhay. We want to know kung anong ginagawa ng Diyos. Dahil sa ating pride, we demand ng better treatment. Better treatment sa ibang tao and even demand ito sa Diyos. Akala natin tayo ang sentro ng universe. Gusto natin ang mundo ay umiikot sa atin. We are so focused and centered sa ating sarili. Kaya naman po ang discontentment, ang restlessness, grumbling, yan ang laman lagi ng puso natin. Naalala ko po yung isang illustration ng isang pastor na si Paul Tripp. Meron siyang illustration about sa isang batang lalaki na nag-attend ng birthday party. Nakaupo siya sa isang table. Meron siya nung loot bag, yung mga giveaways, candies, chocolates. And then tumingin siya sa kabilang table. Nakita niya ron, daming gift. Lalaki ng gift. Yung isang babae, yung birthday girl. And then, habang tumitingin siya, nakikita doon sa batang lalaki na yon yung disappointment. Hindi siya natutuwa dahil ang daming gifts ng babae. He showed sa kanyang face yung disappointment. Naiinis siya. And then nilapitan siya ng nanay niya. Sinabihan niya yung anak niya. Binigyan siya ng wise words. Sabi niya, "Nawakan niyo mo, anak. Look at me. It's not your birthday party." Hindi po ba totoo sa ating buhay yan? Akala natin ang buhay ay parang birthday party lagi natin. We demand yung attention, yung recognition, gifts. We don't recognize other people. We don't even recognize ang Panginoon. Sabi ni Jesus sa Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit." How is your heart? Kamusta po yung pride natin? Mag-pride check tayo. Do you approach God with pride? Even sa ating service ngayon, do we have ng pride? Ang mga Israelite is approaching God to worship dito sa Ascent, Summer Ascent. Ito yung nangyayari every festival. Magagather sila towards Jerusalem to worship God. 3 times a year, ginagawa nila to. At kinakanta nila itong psalm na to, reminding them na they must humble themselves before their covenant-keeping God. Kamusta po yung heart natin ngayon? Habang kumakanta tayo kanina, habang nagbibigay ka ng offering, or habang nagsiserve ka sa church, anumang ministry, do you take pride? Do you think God owes you dahil sa iyong service? Kamusta po yung heart natin? Check po natin. It's a dangerous sin, pride. Kamusta man po yung heart natin kapag tayo ay nasa difficult na sitwasyon, nasa isang circumstances. Sabi ni Jesus sa Matthew 6, "Do not be anxious or worry." Then he asked ng question, "Do you think yung worry mo, yung anxieties mo, will add ng oras sa buhay mo?" It's a rhetorical question from Jesus. We know yung answer, no. Jesus is saying, you are not in control sa life mo. God is commanding you to obey and trust Him. Humble yourself and submit sa iyong Panginoon. Kapatid, whether naiintindihan mo or hindi ang nangyayari sa buhay mo, trust Him. He holds your life. He controls everything sa mundo na to. Ang famous line ng famous na pastor, R.C. Sproul, sabi niya, "Not a single maverick of molecules is outside the sovereignty of God." We should find comfort sa sovereignty ng Panginoon. We know, whatever situation meron ka, it's not outside the sovereignty or the will of God. Kapatid, kaibigan, your pride is robbing you ng peace, ng contentment sa ating buhay. Give up your pride. It will destroy you. Pinakita sa atin sa verse 1, how to approach God in humility. Now in verse 2, makikita natin what it looks like to rest in God. And that is our second point, rest in God. Basahin po natin yung verse 2. "But I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me." Verse 2 started sa word na "but." Ito ay connecting word. I-contrast yung verse 2 sa verse 1. Ang sinasabi ni David, "Dahil I learned to resist ang pride sa aking buhay, I learned din to calm and quiet my soul." Without success sa verse 1, to resist yung sin, sa pride, sin ng pride sa ating buhay, we cannot move forward sa verse 2. Importante po ang verse 1. We can never learn to quiet and calm our soul if we don't give up yung pride sa verse 1. We will always be restless. Magulo ang paligid. Magulo ang puso natin. Walang katahimikan if we keep yung pride sa ating buhay. Dito sa verse 2, binibigyan tayo ni David ano yung result ng kanyang humility before God. He learned to calm and quiet his soul. Ang dating magulo, nakapagod na buhay ni David, ay nagkaroon ng kapayapaan and contentment. He understood and apply ang sinasabi ng Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Can we apply that? Be still. He finally gave up yung kanyang false understanding na he is in control. He finally gave up yung destructing sin ng pride. And he bowed down to his Lord and quiet his soul. Ang idea dito is to be still or silent. Ang ibig sabihin ng word na calm is motionless. Hindi na siya gumagalaw. Yun po yung idea na. Instead of focusing sa kanyang sarili, he is now focused on who God is. Sino yung Diyos niya. He finds comfort, peace, confidence, just like a weaned child. Look at verse 2 again. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Nakita niyo po yung repetition ng like a weaned child? Yun po yung nagbibigay ng emphasis. Ang word na like is a word ng comparison. Ito po ay strong comparison. Like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Yung pong unweaned child is yung bata ng iyak for milk. Alala ko tuloy yung mga anak ko, yung baby pa. Iyak sila ng iyak, magta-tantrums. Pag hindi mo na ibigay ang gusto nila, talagang magwawala sila. And hindi matitiis ng isang mother ang isang bata na iyak ng iyak. Yun po yung unweaned child. Yung mga batang pong ganun, ang tingin nila sa kanilang nanay is a source ng food. Yun lang po. And they do that. They control yung kanilang mother. Because meron silang immediate gratification. Naka-focus sila sa kanilang need. Yun po yung unweaned child. David compared himself sa weaned child. Yung weaned child naman po is yung bata na iba na ang kanyang tingin niya sa kanyang nanay. Hindi lang siya source ng pagkain. Hindi na siya controlling. Wala na ang desire ng constant self-gratification. A weaned child is a description ng maturity. He just want to stay sa mother niya. And that's enough na sa kanya. Meron siyang comfort. And even without the food, yan po ang maturity ni David. He learned not to insist ang gusto niya. He learned to wait. He learned to quiet and calm himself and fully trust God for care and comfort and protection just like a weaned child. A weaned child ay natuto na rin kumain ng solid food, hindi na lang milk. What about you? How do you describe yung status mo, yung progress mo bilang Kristiyano? Are you just like a weaned child? Or do you still grumble and throw ng tantrums? Pagpakiramdam mo, God is not giving you ang request mo. Nagkakaroon ka ng unbelief, nagkakaroon ka ng disbelief. Madalas, we force yung kamay ng Panginoon with urgency. Lord, ibigay mo ang kahilingan ko. Do we have the tantrums? Kamusta yung maturity natin sa Panginoon? Do you wait and quiet and rest para sa Panginoon? If not, ano yung dapat gawin natin? You need to eat ng solid food. Ginamit ni Paul yan. Hindi lang milk. Sabi ni Paul sa 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. Ang sinabi niya ron, hindi kayo nagmamature, you're not maturing. Bakit? Because you are not feeding yourself ng Word of God to nourish your soul. You need to mature sa Word of God. Ang process ng weaning a child ay hindi madali para sa bata. The child must learn to give up yung kanyang comfort. Imagine how hard ito sa isang bata. Siguro may mga anak dito na pagdaanan natin yung process na yan, na tinatransition na natin yung anak natin from milk to solid food, alisin na yung pacifier. It's a long process and it's a struggle sa bata. Imagine gaano kahirap sa bata dati nakukuha niya yung gusto niya whenever he cries, darating yung mother niya. I'm sure merong resistance, mahabang iyakan before matutunan ng isang bata to be weaned. Maraming luha, struggle na dadaanan. Ganyan din po sa atin. Ang process ng weaning or maturity is a struggle. Mahirap ito. We need to give up ang ating comfort, ang ating pride, denial ng ating sarili. Ito ang picture ni David sa Psalm na ito. David learned to resist ang pride. He learned to rest in God through the process that God put him into. And by the grace of God, natutunan ni David to mature, to trust God, just like a weaned child. Nakikita mo ito sa life mo? Do you see how God is winning you sa iyong maturity? Or you still struggle, you still resist yung winning process na yan? Ito ay mahirap, but definitely worth it to grow sa ating maturity sa Panginoon. It reminds us sa sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa Matthew 18 na binasa ni Kuya Dexter kanina. Nag-argue yung mga disciples, sabi nila, who is the greatest sa kingdom? Tinawag ni Jesus ang isang bata at tumayo sa harapan nila. Sinabi ni Jesus, unless, it's a conditional, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Whoever humbles himself just like a child is the greatest of the kingdom of God. Yun ang greatest. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito is, ang people of the kingdom are those who fully and wholly trust and depend sa kanyang Panginoon. Are you just like a child? Let's submit and learn to be quiet and calm. Sabihin mo sa sarili mo, anuman ang sitwasyon, I know my God will never leave me nor forsake me. I know I can trust my God. Even though na parang cloud ang nakikita natin. Ano mang circumstances ang dadaanan mo, God is teaching us to mature towards Christ-likeness. Ang prayer ko sa bawat isa sa atin is to grow sa maturity and contentment natin sa Panginoon. Gaya nga po nang sabi ko nito, ang mga Israelites ay kinakanta nila ito, itong psalm na ito, as they pilgrim towards Jerusalem and madaming dangers and challenges along the way, is a reminder for them to be calm and quiet and trust God as they travel towards doon sa Jerusalem. And ang psalm na ito ay para din sa atin. For those of us who are in Christ, pray this psalm. Memorize this psalm. Remind yourself to quiet and be still. Trust God as you pilgrim sa life na to until the day of the Lord. Whatever circumstances sa life mo, huwag ka naman surprise. Tayo ay nasa fallen na mundo. Rather, sabihin mo kagaya ni Paul sa Romans 8:18, the suffering of this present time or this present age are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Yun po yung hope ng isang Kristiyano. Yan ang confidence and contentment meron si David. And you can have that also. Paano po? Nakita natin sa verse 1, David resists ang pride that hinders him to trust God. And as a result ng kanyang action, he learned to rest in God sa verse 2. He rests in God just like a weaned child to his mother. And now David moved from personal prayer to a corporate prayer to share ang hope and peace na meron siya from God. And ang last point natin, hope in God, verse 3. Basahin po natin yung verse 3. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Ang sinasabi ni David dito, you want peace? You want rest? Give up your pride. Rest in God. Put your hope in the Lord. Ito ang key to find true rest and lasting peace sa ating heart. Ito po ay isang invitation from a man who truly experienced ang gracious work ng Panginoon sa buhay niya. He is sharing to you and me how to find ang true rest, peace, contentment sa ating life. What about you? Do you share yung naranasan mong salvation sa Panginoon? Yung grace na nareceive mo sa Panginoon? Do we proclaim, oh, pamilya ko, hope in the Lord? Share yung grace na nareceive mo sa Panginoon. Ang hope at trust ay synonymous po dito. Ang word na hope ay imperative or ito ay command na binigay ni David. David is commanding Israel to put their hope to the Lord. Because alam niya, alam ni David na there is no other hope outside ng Panginoon. Kagaya na kinanta natin kanina, all other ground is sinking sand. Only Jesus ang ating hope. Ang command na ito ay hindi lang po sa Israel. Ito ay extended to you and me. Ang command na ito, O crossroads, hope in the Lord. To find true rest and contentment and peace, run to the Lord in humility and rest in Him like a weaned child and hope in Him. Now and forevermore. Tingnan po ulit natin yung verse 3. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Merong dalawang timeline na binigay si David dito. Hope in the Lord from this time forth or now and forevermore. All of us, mga Kristiyano, we agree and proclaim ang ating eternal hope. We are confident sa ating eternal security because sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Pero madalas, we live our life now na parang walang hope. Our passage is calling us to hope in the Lord now. In this life, hope in the Lord now. Here and now, hope in the Lord. Hindi mo man naintindihan ang nangyayari, hope in the Lord now. Ang key sa ating peace and contentment is yung hope natin sa Panginoon. Yan din yung sinasabi sa Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7 to 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. David is commanding you and me to hope sa ating Panginoon now and forevermore. I encourage you for the meantime, now, habang inaantay natin yung blessed hope, as we look forward sa ating eternal hope, I'm talking to you now. When you feel anxious, kinakain ka ng anxiety, ng worry sa buhay mo, dahil ang daming questions na hindi mo masagot, bakit ganyan ang buhay mo? Anong ginagawa ng Panginoon? Ano ang good sa akin sa mga pangyayari na ito? When you are tempted to take yung matter sa sarili mong kamay, sa sarili mo, if you are tempted to trust your own ability, to trust yung pride mo, remember this, you can put your hope
in God now. He is present now. God is with us. He knows your situation now. Kapatid kay Kristo, let's live yung life natin with the gospel hope. Let's be people marked with eternal hope. Let's be people sa paligid natin na nakikita nila yung glorious hope na merong ka in Christ. Na whatever situation, whatever my lot, it is well with my soul. Kapatid, huwag na tayo ma-surprise sa mga troubles and suffering na dadaanan mo. We are people with hope. Hindi lang po wishful hope, but a certain hope. Now one day, all these things will end. Jesus will return, and He will reign forever in the new heaven and the new earth. Crossroads, hope in the Lord now and forevermore. Kaibigan, even dito ka and wala kang relasyon kay Kristo, the Bible is clear sa kalagayan mo. Isaiah 57 verse 20-21. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose caves cast up mire and mud. There is no peace for the wicked. There is no peace sa mga unbeliever. You may have temporary peace, but deep inside of you, you know, merong restlessness. Not only God can fulfill that restlessness. You know ano ang hadlang sa'yo to magkaroon ka ng rest in God? It's your pride. It's your sin. Sabi sa Psalm 32, blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. Ang opposite po nun is, cursed are those whose sin are not forgiven. If you stay sa sinful life, sa sinful lifestyle mo, you will be restless sa life na to. And one day, when you face the judgment of God without Christ, you will be restless forever. It's gonna be tragic. You need to see na ikaw ay helpless sinner. You need a Savior. You need salvation to save you from your sin, from your restlessness in eternity. There is one man who truly lived a perfect life without sin or pride and truly resting God. He is Jesus Christ. He lived a perfect life that God requires from you and me. Kasi hindi natin kaya. He died on the cross para sa mga makasalanan. Because the wages of sin is death. He resurrected from the dead. To give us hope, a certain hope. Kaibigan, just like David, resist all your pride, repent from your sins, put your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, just like the weaned child. He will save you now and forevermore. Ang psalm na ito is so easy to read, so short, pero hinabaan ko. Pero it will take a lifetime for us to learn. It will take all your lifetime. All the days of your life, resist pride. Rest in God and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dahil pride brings restlessness, but humility before the Lord gives you rest and hope for your souls. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Psalm 131. It is a very easy and short psalm, but we know na we cannot live to it perfectly. Salamat dahil Christ lived it perfectly for us. And ang hope namin of perfect righteousness and forgiveness is not from our own merit, but from the merit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, would you destroy any pride na meron kami sa puso namin ngayon? Pride that hinders us to completely rest in you like a weaned child. Father, nawa ang bawat araw na natitira sa amin sa mundo na to, may we learn to live in hope now until we reach that day when all our hope and all our faith will be no more. Dahil we will live by sight with our Savior, Jesus Christ. Nawa ang words ni David sa psalm na ito, be a prayer namin as we pilgrim sa buhay na to. I pray sa mga kaibigan namin nandito ngayon at nakikinig ng sermon na ito, nawa makita nila ang kanilang greatest need of forgiveness. May they find rest in Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.